10 past 7, it's Breakfast with Cindy on KC Radio 97.7 FM. And I'm super excited to introduce you guys to someone that is not new to KC Radio, but someone that's new to Breakfast with Cindy, Area Manager of YMCA KC. It's Barry Harrison. Good morning.
Hey, Cindy. How are you? It's great to be here. I tell you what, this is a bit of a different time to what I'm used to. Let's just say I had to get up a little bit earlier.
What time did you get up?
Oh, about 5.
Are you one of those people that says, because this week's been daylight savings, are you one of the people that says, well, that was really 4?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
If that's the case,
that happens for a week.
Yeah, okay, good, good. Because if that's the case, I got up at 3, so I win. It's a little bit scary. Yeah. Now, Barry, you have been on the sports show on the bench warmers with myself and KP and the Doc all season this
absolutely,
year.
And absolutely, and we've had a ball.
We've had such a good time.
It's been great.
And so when we finished up last week for the season, I thought I'd grab you and take you and bring you into Monday mornings because we've had such a great time talking about all things sport and whatever you guys are doing at the time at YMCA, I thought it'd be a really good idea to bring you in to Monday Breakfast with Cindy.
Oh, look, I'm rapt to be here.
Even though you got up at five.
Yeah. Well, let's just say I'm normally around a 7:30 start at Narre Warren.
Ah.
So a 7 o'clock start at Cranbourne is just a little bit early, but nothing drastic. So that's okay.
You live on the other side of the city.
I do live on the other side of the city.
It was a long drive in listening to me play Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, no, I the one I loved, and I haven't heard it for years and years,
yep.
Little River Band,
yes.
Cool Change.
Yep.
I was just mellowing out in my driving along.
It's
yeah.
a great song.
Oh, it's a great song
now
for sure.
You got a question for me about that song.
Yeah, do you know how Little River Band got their name?
No, I don't.
A little bit of a fun fact there.
I'm mad for a fun fact.
Yeah.
I'm not mad for questions. Don't put me in under any right. kind of questions, but a fun fact I'm crazy for. Yeah.
Little River Band, their first gig, I believe, was their first gig. They're a Melbourne band driving. It was in Geelong.
Okay.
And they didn't have a name for their band. They're driving down to Geelong.
Yeah.
And there's a little town on the road down to Geelong called Little River.
Ah.
And so they're driving along discussing the name. They drove past a signpost that said Little River. They said, we'll be the Little River Band.
How
so there you go.
Good
so
is that?
Next time you drive down to Geelong,
yep.
you'll see the sign for Little River. And that's where the name Little River Band comes from.
Great songs from them.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. I love them. I had a couple of their albums. But
you're a bit old school like me, though, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Cindy.
Now, what's going to happen? Oh, hang on. Before we go any further, I have to say,
you called the shot.
I love being right. I'm always right. Okay, let's just get that straight from here. And you probably worked that out with the bench warmers over the past season that I'm always right.
Of course. The boys were never right.
Never. I'm a bit bossy.
Yes.
I'm a little bit of a control freak, but I love it when I'm right and I was right. I said this morning, as you are a mad Tigers fan, that you would be sporting some type of paraphernalia in the way of yellow and black, and I was right.
You were right. Yeah, I've got
nice
I've got
scarf.
The scarf, the merino wool scarf.
Oh, that's posh.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Present from my mother recently,
aww.
So that was lovely. So I've got that. I wore that all last week. I wore it all weekend. Actually, I didn't wear it grocery shopping yesterday.
Why?
But, why? Because I had a Richmond top on and a Richmond hat
right.
on.
Right, no, you were okay. You were represented.
Absolutely.
I'll just say I was at the Elton John concert last night and the amount of people wearing Richmond hats and scarves, it was so cool. It was actually like a bit of a double celebration for them, I imagine.
Absolutely. Now, something else I've got on,
yeah.
which I think is really important,
yes.
is the little Premiership Cup badge,
yes.
which is in support of Ladder. The charity for homeless youth bought that at the parade on Friday. It was absolutely. I found this a great opportunity, Ladder, a great opportunity where it was relevant. But you could $5 a badge.
Mm.
You're giving to a great charity, and it's something you can wear and be proud of. And it doesn't link necessarily to any one team or whatever. And all AFL followers should certainly buy a badge and wear it.
I love that. And I love that. You've got a big heart, haven't you?
I'm not sure about that.
I think you have because you give us a lot of prizes here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we're about, aren't we? We're about engaging with the community and bringing the community into our fabulous centres here in KC.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm keeping you because, well, look, KP jumped on board and he was like, Cindy, you need to grab them and take them. And I said, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So a great community partnership, which has started at probably this. Actually, no, you go back a little way. And I'm going to say that I was claiming you as my own, but I think there's a guy by the name of Dazza in Queensland that's going to say that he claimed you first.
Oh, look, Dazza was amazing. He ran, what was it? The home stretch.
The home stretch.
home stretch here on Radio 3 SER, Sound of the Southeast.
Oh, look at you go first. 97.7. Be careful, I'll lose my job.
But he ran that on Saturday mornings, and I love coming in with Dazza and having a chat, even though he's a Collingwood supporter.
Yes, what is with that?
Oh, look, I don't know. But, yeah. You know, he's a nice guy still.
Yeah, he
you
is.
You know, so, and we had some great times there, and I was really sad in many ways to see him go, but he was following his dream, and now he's got the buzz, of course.
Oh, listen to you. You're all over. I'm assuming you listen in Thursday nights at 7 to the soundtrack of Our Life with Cindy Warren.
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I?
Why would you not? Oh, why would you not?
Yeah, look, your taste in music is immaculate.
Thanks. I just say I write a good script for that show too. Thanks, Dazza.
Yeah, yeah. No, but certainly got on board with Daz, and you know, we had some good times there, and was, as I said, a little bit sad when he left, and thought, oh well, now that's been great. And then of course I got the phone call from Cindy, and said, oh look, we've got a new sports show coming up.
Yep.
Would you like to be involved? And so yeah, jumped on board 100 miles an hour.
And then you did jump on board 100 miles an hour, and now I've got you here Monday mornings. Every Monday morning at 7:10, we'll be chatting all things YMCA. So whatever's happening, you'll bring some guests in, is that right?
I'll be bringing guests in probably nearly every week. It'll be unusual that I'll be here by myself.
Okay.
It'll either be myself or Jackie.
Love Jackie.
And you know Jackie. And
now, who is Jackie and what is her job?
Jackie is the aquatics manager at Casey Ark.
Yep.
Our aquatics director is actually her title.
Oh, that's
and
posh too.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Love
and
Jackie.
And she runs the swim school. But Jackie really is a learn to swim or swim school specialist.
Okay.
And has an enormous knowledge in that area. And on the bench warmers, we brought her in to talk about a trip to Japan that she took to educate some Asian countries on how to teach learn to swim, of course.
Just
so,
incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it, especially with summer just around the corner as well, because I'm pretty sure that the minute the sun comes up, even in spring, I suppose, people want to just jump into shape and get into the pool or jump on a treadmill, and that's what you guys are all about.
Absolutely. We'll be bringing Mo along as
well.
I love
Mo.
Yeah, Mo.
Now, who's Mo and what does he do?
Mo's the health and fitness coordinator.
Yep.
At Casey Ark, and a great character, but great knowledge in all things health and fitness, especially about how to get fit in a gym setting, but also outside of the gym. And he's got some great tips about weight loss, getting fitter, as in ability to run more or lift more, whatever. So Mo will be coming along as well.
He's great. He is absolutely fantastic. I will just say as well, someone that can't keep their dirty mitts off the YMCA is guess who? Doc. Doc from the Benchwarmers.
So he's a legend.
He is so great. So anything that's coming up in the near future that they would normally throw me under the bus for and make me go and do, he has volunteered to join. So partner up with me.
Fantastic.
And we did the full moon meditation recently, and that was just fantastic. So any promotions that you guys have going that I need to go along to, Doc has put his hand up and says, he'll represent KC Radio with me as well.
Look, and I think this is the great thing about our partnership that we have developed over the last, eight months,
yeah.
I suppose,
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that,
yep.
Is the fact that you guys come along and try these things and have a bit of fun and experience what we're about.
Yep.
And then also, from our point of view, we can help you help at the community, your listening community, to experience the YMCA facilities, Casey Race, Casey Ark, Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, Casey Stadium, Berwick Leisure Centre, and soon, opening over summer, will be the Doveton Pool in the Park as well.
Oh, wow. So there's plenty going on that we're going to have to talk about every single week. So this is exciting. Now, Barry.
Yes.
Yes,
Cindy. I'm nervous now the way that happened.
I did say to you off air that I'm a bit of a control freak, and it's really nice to not have the boys in because, I can be bossy all by myself now.
Yes. Now, just for the listeners, I just want to paint you a picture here.
Sure.
All right. So I've come in normally on a Saturday morning. I see Cindy there, and they've got one piece of paper. Okay. And they sort of roll with that. And they've got the Doc and KP.
Yep,
now,
yep.
I've come in this morning.
These two aren't mine. They're stuck to the desk.
Oh, well, yeah, sure, Cindy. there's two in front of her. She's got a little notepad there. She's got one to about a dozen pieces of paper. She's got at the computer keyboard. She's got a diary with more pieces of paper. And then she's continually referring to her phone as well. So.
And I look, actually, funny you should say that. Now, I could not have prepped you any better for that. What I'm doing in the next couple of months is introducing a segment.
It's going time to be, management 101.
No, it is going to be called Multitask Her.
Oh, okay.
Do you like the name?
I do like the name because it won't be about men because
we
can't multitask.
How many things can women do at once? Now, I will be having a competition coming up once a month to tell me what are you doing in the morning. Prove it to me. I want to see your photos that they'll be sent to me. And those people will be chosen to win a voucher from the YMCA. It'll be the multitasker competition once a month on Breakfast with Cindy. Because, Barry, we can do lots of things at the same time.
I know.
That is why there is method to my madness here with these pieces of paper, I'll have you know. But that is what I was going to say to you. I have put a post up on my page last week. And the page is, of course, Breakfast with Cindy, KC Radio 97.7 FM. That is where the competition was. I've had an overwhelming response of people who would love to win a 3-month membership to the YMCA.
Well, isn't that fantastic? Now, the great thing, too, is we're going to be giving one of those away every month.
Every month.
To people or to the listeners. So only going to grow and grow.
It's going to grow and grow, which means that people in the southeast of Melbourne are going to experience your fantastic facilities. Let me ask you this. When someone wins a competition, which someone is about to do in the next minute or so, can they use all of your facilities and where are they?
Okay, so if you win the membership, mm-hmm. and good luck to everyone, and
yes.
what you get, and if you, for example, if you come in to Casey Race, which is just over the road from here from 3SER, you also get to use Casey Arc and you also get to use the Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre. And that's the at Casey Race and Casey Arc, that's all the gym facilities and all the aquatic facilities. At Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, we don't have the aquatic facilities, but we do have the gym and all of the group fitness classes as well. And very soon, and I'll have to check this, but very soon you'll be able to do casual shooting, as in basketball shooting, Cindy.
What? Don't let me out with a gun.
Casual shooting, basketball shooting at Casey Stadium as well.
Really?
As part of your membership, absolutely.
I want to try that.
Oh, right, Kate, you're on. We've got a free point, a free throw shooting competition. Doc, you, me,
yes.
Casey Stadium.
Done.
In the near future.
Done. And I will let you know I used to play goal shooter in netball.
This is a basketball.
Right.
And it's very well established that netballers can't throw a basketball.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I challenge you on that comment. Okay. I do. Now, Barry, here is the entries.
Yes.
There is a lot. I don't know how many, but there is a lot in there. So
there is, isn't there?
Someone is going to win that and you're
do
about
to... Do you want me to pull one out?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. So
in typical fashion. Now,
gone
I haven't
down to
seen
the bottom.
Any of those. I've,
no.
You go to the bottom and you pull one out.
Okay, you can read it out.
I'll read it
you
out.
You can read it out. Oh, I'm excited for whoever this person is.
John Byrne is the winner. So, John, you've just won 3 months at all of the Casey facilities. Congratulations.
John Byrne. Well done.
And we'll be in contact soon. Or Cindy will be because we'll need your contact details.
Yes.
Come along. Well, congratulations. Come along. Enjoy the facilities and enjoy changing your life because that's what we're about, changing lives.
Now, speaking about changing lives, congratulations, John Byrne. You are very, very lucky because there was a whole bunch of entries in that collection there. So what I'm going to say to you is anyone that is looking for something to do, the sun is out. Head on down. What is going on this week in particular?
Oh, look, this week, school holidays, you'll find, I'm just trying to think exactly.
Sorry, I put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot there.
I have.
That's okay. But I think the thing for me is there's something happening all the time.
Yeah.
Now, we've always got the pools open.
Yeah.
We've got swim lessons on this week. Just wait a minute. It's a 46-week year. Actually, when they're not on this week, we've got a break. So the great thing is
school holidays.
That school holidays, you can come down, the pools will be open, free, as in not crowded like mm-hmm. they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
So make use of that.
Yeah.
At Casey Race, we've got the water slides, of course.
Yes.
At Casey Arc, we've got the wave pool, and they're the two big attractions there. So take your pick.
Yep.
Two great choices to come along to as well.
Now, next week, do we have any idea who's joining us and what we'll be doing at this stage?
Next week,
yes.
I've got some ideas.
Okay.
Look, we've got, as you know, we've got so many people we can bring along.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we've got a great, I might bring Jackie along.
Okay.
If she's back from holidays, I think she is.
Yep.
and we'll have a chat about Learn to Swim. But what I want to do very, very soon, a girl called Zoe was recently over in Cambodia,
okay,
teaching Learn to Swim to kids over there. And drowning is a major, major issue over there.
Mm.
And so she was over there teaching people how to teach others how to learn to swim. So I'd love to bring her in the near future. I think that's a great story. And when I heard about it, she's hit local. She works at Casey Ark. And it just, to me, this is what we're about. It's about being part of the community, local people, training them up, making them, you know, experts in their field. And in this one, it's about teaching people how to swim, and then taking that message elsewhere. And in this way, you know, we've taken Zoe over to Cambodia. We had on Saturday mornings, we had Tash
Who
went to Vietnam.
Yes.
Jackie's been to Japan. So we've had lots of different people taking that message from Casey. These are Casey locals out to the world.
Well, Barry, we are so excited to have you here on Monday Breakfast Now with Cindy. And it'll be every single Monday morning at 7:10. You'll be joining me with someone new. For those who are just joining us, there'll be plenty more opportunities to win vouchers to the YMCA. Once a month, we will be giving it away. And I think I'll just name that right now. The first Monday of every month is
fantastic.
When we will do the competition.
Sounds
are you good with that?
Me. Absolutely.
Barry Harrison, Area Manager, YMCA. I will see you again next Monday morning.
Thank you very much, Cindy. It's been great to be here. And I look forward to many, many more Mondays.
Here we go. This is going to be fantastic. Coming up at 7:00.